KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police have nabbed four suspects linked to the disappearance of a Gauteng journalist and his partner. Sibusiso Ndlovu and Zodwa Mdluli were reported missing nearly 3 months ago. Ndlovu, a committee member of the National Press Club, was last seen in February leaving his workplace in Mamelodi in Tswane. It's understood Mdluli went missing the same evening in Kwamhlanga in the Mpumalanga province. Police say the suspects were first brought in for questioning during an operation involving Gauteng and Mpumalanga police.
The first suspect, who is arrested, is, according to investigations, the last to be in the company of the missing couple. The second, third and fourth suspects that have been arrested were found with different vehicle parts believed to be that of the missing journalist. One of those arrested is said to be a mechanic who builds and fixes cars in the Kwamhlanga area. Two VW City Golfs that were found in possession of the suspects have also been seized.
National Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says they've changed the missing persons case to one of kidnapping and car hijacking.
Additional charges such as house robbery and being in possession of stolen property are likely to be added. A multidisciplinary team involving crime and counterintelligence, cybercrime unit, organized crime detectives, serious and violent crime detectives, SAPS Air Wing, as well as SAPS drone pilots are amongst the units involved in this case. The search is still on for the missing couple and for other suspects.
Environment Minister Dion George says a drop in rhino poaching shows that government interventions are beginning to pay off. 103 rhinos were poached between January and March this year. SA National Parks recorded the highest number with 65 rhinos lost. KZN followed with 16 and Limpopo with 10. The department says 15 suspects were arrested and 5 poaching-related cases were finalised in court in the first quarter of the year. And finally, street parties are taking place across the UK, marking 80 years since the end of World War II. Buckingham Palace and Downing Street are among the more famous addresses holding gatherings. Thursday marks the anniversary of the Allies accepting Germany's surrender. In central London, big crowds have watched a military parade and fly past over the mall.
I'm wearing a three-piece, well, four-piece if you count the tie, suit with a large number of Union flags. It's about celebrating the heroics, the sacrifice.
So happy to see everybody having a lovely day and enjoying it. The atmosphere is lovely.
Captain Tom Windsor Clive was involved in today's parade. His uncle was part of the British Army's last push through Europe at the end of the war.
They found one of the last bridges intact over the River Ems on the 3rd of April 1945. And Captain Ian Liddell then went ahead and on his own went to the wind. Pretty much stormed the bridge to defuse 6 500-pound bombs.
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg 26 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.